Hey friends, it's Friday. My audio is not very good, and there's a new episode, and it's Friday. What is even going on around here? Hey, I hope that you're having a great week so far. I know it's Friday, but what I wanted to do for the next couple weeks is to pop in with an extra episode on Fridays that are quick or fun or just like extra interesting stuff for you to listen to before you head into the weekend. So I wanted to try that for a couple weeks and see what you think of it. And if you love it, then maybe we'll make it a regular thing. In the meantime, I ask for your grace and for your forgiveness because I know the audio on this right now is not very peachy. It's not what it normally is. And I'm very sorry about that. My trusty MacBook that I have been using since university days crashed on me. It did the dreaded flashing folder and gray screen of catastrophe. So while it is getting fixed, I unfortunately have to record episodes from my phone instead of from my computer with my nice microphone. So I ask for you to forgive me for the audio quality on the next couple episodes. I am doing my best to make sure that you are still hearing from me when expected and to keep all the information flowing. So I'm sorry about that, but I hope that you can bear with me here for the next couple episodes while I am waiting for everything to get fixed up. Okay, in the meantime, today's fun little episode that I wanted to share with you on this Friday is a simple bathroom organization hack that is going to help boost your personal care daily routine. You might be reading that title thinking like, what are you even talking about? How is this going to help me? So essentially, I wanted to share something with you that I have been doing lately, and I am extremely proud of myself for. It happened to be a New Year's resolution that I start doing this thing. And then ironically, when I was reflecting on how well I have been doing this habit since the new year, I realized that it was thanks to this one little organization hack in my bathroom, which was actually making it easier for me to do this habit. So with that being said, I wanted to share that with you today so that you can implement this as well if this is something that you have been working on as well. Okay, let's dive in. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. All right, so here is how this came about. So historically, I have been really bad about not washing my face. If I wasn't wearing makeup that day, you couldn't catch me washing my face in the morning or the night. I knew it was a terrible habit, especially as someone who personally, I really struggle with my skin, like breakouts and all that, even though I'm not a teenager anymore, which is super frustrating. If you have that as well, you can totally relate to that. And so because of my struggles with my skin, I knew I wanted to start making better use of all of the skincare products that I have and just to take better care of my skin overall. So I created a New Year's resolution of sorts to start having better morning and evening skincare routines and to make sure that I was doing this every single day, even if I wasn't wearing makeup that day. Again, I'm sure this is something you can relate to if you are also a stay-at-home mom or a work-from-home mom. Sometimes when we're not wearing makeup, I feel like, yeah, we just don't really prioritize taking extra care of our face. We just kind of jump right into everything that the day is bringing us with the kids. And then before we know it, it's lunchtime and it's like what's the point in washing my face now? So anyways, maybe you have felt the same way and you have thought, maybe I need to start taking better care of my skin and my face and having a better morning and nighttime skincare routine. So if that is the case for you, then you can implement this little hack as well, and hopefully it will help you. So essentially, I have tried a lot of different ways of organizing my skincare products and like all my personal care products over the years. We've been in different houses as well, and throughout the years, everything has changed, but nothing really was working well. None of my organization things I was doing was really something I wanted to stick with. So essentially, I felt like everything would just fall all over the place or become a mess again. I've tried having like buckets inside of my cabinet that I pull out. I've tried just putting everything on the shelf. None of those really cut it. So now that I've started doing this other thing, I am realizing how great it is. And this is what I want to share with you today. Okay. So the simple organization hack for you today to implement that is going to help you have a better morning and night skincare and personal care product routine is this. You are going to put your toiletries into a Lazy Susan turntable in your bathroom cabinet. Now, this might only work for certain bathroom setups. I do have a bathroom cabinet that like sits on either side of our sink. And so this is working really, really well for me in that upright bathroom cabinet beside my sink. But if you don't happen to have a cabinet beside your sink, you can still implement this tip by putting a Lazy Susan turntable in a deep drawer, if you have a deep drawer in your vanity, or just putting it on the counter and making it look cute and everything so that you're happy to look at it. Or if you have like a secondary storage unit in your bathroom, then you could place this inside of a shelf of there as well in order to make good use of this. Now, the biggest key to this is once you find a turntable, a Lazy Susan that works good for your particular bathroom, this right here coming up next is the actual hack that is going to make it so easy for you to get into the habit of using your personal care items properly. And it is this. You are going to place your items in the turntable in order of use. So what does that mean? You are going to put them on the turntable in order of how you are using those products to get ready every morning and every night. So for example, this is what it looks like for me. In my turntable, number one, my turntable has very high sides so that I do not have to worry about anything flying off the shelf as I'm turning it. Number two, I have my items placed around. The items that I use every single day are placed around the outer edges of this turntable. I start with my face wash. Next comes my toners. Thirdly comes my serums and stuff. And then next comes my lotions. And then following that comes like my deodorant and my perfume and other things that go on my body, special lotions and whatever else that I am using on my body as well on a daily basis. And those items go around the outside of my turntable. Then in the middle of my turntable, so that I'm not wasting any space, in the middle goes the items that I'm not using every single day, but that I am using on a weekly basis. That would be things like my face masks, extra lotions and creams that are more like you're using just a couple times a week. So then this way, everything that you are needing to use every morning and every night is already in the order of how you're going to use these things. And they are on a turntable, so it is very easy to just take an item down, use it, put it back, turn a little, grab the next item, use it, put it back. And it's just so, so simple to grab down the items you need one at a time, use them, and then put them back exactly where they were so that they are ready for then nighttime or for the following morning. The reason why I find this has been so helpful for me is because there's no thinking. You're taking the thinking and the guessing out of it completely. You don't feel like you have to search for any of these items at all. So it, for some reason, that makes it feel so much easier for me to perform my morning and nightly habits of washing my face and to using my face lotions and my serums and all these things that I want to do to improve the health of my skin. So in summary, let's just quickly recap what we talked about, and then I'll send you on your way for enjoying the weekend. The bathroom organization hack that you can do to improve your personal care morning and nighttime routines is to put your personal care items that you are using on a daily and a weekly basis. You're going to put those items inside of a turntable, a lazy Susan, in other words, with tall sides. You are going to place the items in that turntable according to the order in which they go on your face in the morning and in the night. And then in the center of that turntable is where you are going to put the items that you are using a couple times a week or just once, because then those items on the middle, they're a little bit harder to grab, but then they are still corralled in the same place where your other items are as well. This is going to help you because it's going to help you make sure you are not searching for anything. It's going to help it take all the guesswork and all the thinking out of, okay, what product do I need? What am I supposed to be putting on now? What am I supposed to be doing? It makes it so easy to just grab your item down, use it, put it back right away, move on to the next thing, and get your morning and nighttime routine done quickly. We don't want to drag these things out. Let's get it done quick. Let's make sure that we're getting it done rather than not getting it done at all. If you were like me prior New Year's of this year, let's have better morning and nighttime routines and habits by using this quick little organization hack that I shared with you today. I hope that you have enjoyed this. Again, I am so sorry about the audio. I hope that this fun little episode has been fun for you. I'll see you on Wednesday with our regularly scheduled episode of the week. Thanks for being here, and I hope you have a great weekend. Hey mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.